always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy Don Christian, man, and I'm chilling. About to get it in with the homie Cam, the product, man. We're going to get it in, chop it up, talk about his testimony, man, see what's really been going on in his life, man. And I'm just excited once again to be back. God is good. You know what I'm saying? Some of the programs has kind of been acting funny. That's why we started a little bit late today. But, you know, I was here early, too. I was like, man, hey, I'm excited. We about to get it in. We about to see really what's up. But you know what's good, man. We chilling with the homie. Cam, the product.
What it do?
How you doing, Cam?
Man, I'm real good, man. I'm blessed to be here, man. Thanks for reaching out to me.
No, that's what's up, man. We definitely excited to have you with us. Just really get it in, man. What's new today with you, man?
Yo, really, it's just another day, man. Another Thursday. Almost the end of a work week. You know what I mean? I was saying earlier, man, I had take some time off this afternoon, man, so I can get with y'all. So
yeah,
I just been chilling.
Chilling, man. So we gonna get it in with him. Talk to him about the new album, Can the Product. And the album is called what? The Product, right?
No, actually it's called Grafted In.
That's right, Grafted In. So he gonna talk about that, man. A young brother doing his thing for the king. And I'm going to spin a lot of new music today, man. This is what I do want to say. I was brainstorming, and I was like, when I get on, I got to salute all the cats. Because all the music y'all been sending in is straight up heat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's only a few songs that I've been skipping as of late. You know what I'm saying? Because it still got to be like a level bar, you know what I'm saying, when you send your music in, man. If I'm not feeling it, I don't play it. But, man, we're going to hear some of that music. And today's topic, man, is just focus on the mission. What keeps us focused, what distracts us, and what should our ultimate focus in life be? And I'm going to have Cam talk about that. Me, myself, I'm going to chop it up about that, man. And hopefully all y'all in the live stream can get it in with us as we talk about this topic, man. And you know what to do. Go to yada.king.com. You got some music you want to send, or you just want to check out some of the old podcasts, you know what I'm saying, some of the episodes that we did with Miss Cole, with DJ Kingdom 7 and Frog. Check it out at yada.king.com. Let's get into this song. Brand new, Dawkins and Dawkins. Song is called Get Down. Let's check it out on Yada the King Radio.
You got money, steady paycheck, your position got you respect. Yeah, you waited and you made it. Had your head up in the clouds. Now it's storming, but you never had to weather stormy weather. You just wanted to get better. Do you know how to get you out? What makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance. It happens to us all. It's on you, it's a chess game, and it's your move. Under pressure is the measure of what you say that you believe.
Ain't it crazy?
Yeah, it's crazy. Could be nothing, but then maybe. A little something could be that one thing that might cost you everything. Oh, what makes you think that you are above the fall? Remember time and chance. It happens to us all.
It's too late. You can't handle it. It's too late. You lose your grip. something more, something more than this. More than late night trips, something more than bliss. More than relationships, more than making hits. I can indulge in all those things, but it just makes me sick. I need something else, something tangible. Something maybe that could save me from this animal. I need an antidote, but I don't need a drug. And everyone around me tells me all I need is love. Some kind of hope. Some hope. I'm drowning in myself. Drowning. I need some kind of rope. I'm feeling so lost, cause I haven't found my purpose. It's like I'm hungry for something. I'm feeling malnourished. I need someone to speak. I need someone to lead. I need someone to trust, cause I can't put my trust in me. I'm starving for affection. I'm starving for direction. I want attention, but it only leads me to depression. I need some real answers. Sick and tired of guessing. My perception is you probably sick and tired of questions. Why's my soul searching? Why's my spirit thirsting? I need to find out what it is before they close the curtains. Truth, yes, there's a purpose for my life, and I found the proof. Found peace, found hope, and I found love. I know how you feel, cause homie, that's where I was. He can free you from the hurt and the pain, too. Make your eyes see clear, make your legs move. I was lost, and I needed him to save me. I found satisfaction in the one that made me. All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you.
All those things
didn't ever satisfy you. You're still stuck.
God's deliverance and him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out. Shift.
Tight, tight, time to shift, 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 shift to another level.
And God is active.
Toes up, shoes up, walking how he say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now, C-Rob's Crystals Method. Hen Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective. Available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubMinistries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th, Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective. Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson. Available now. Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David. Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club Day. Join the club. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are back. That song right there was the homie Adalib. The song was called Starving. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, check that song out, man. There was, like I said, there was some fresh music that we just got in here at Yada That King Radio. Anybody that got music, you want to send it, go to YadaThatKing.com, click on our music submissions, and we'll get your joint in rotation if we feeling it. But right now, I'm feeling the homie Cam the Product, man, a young brother repping the Lord, man. And at this time, what we want to do is I want to allow you to share your testimony, man, just how you came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Yes, sir. Can I keep it real? So basically, man, I've been saved for since 2008.
Yeah.
And really, it's been like a life, like since I can remember. Since I remember being in elementary school, it's been like a real spiritual struggle for me. And life got really crazy and hectic for me by the time I was about 20 years old. In about 2006, and some stuff happened. I ended up getting arrested, living crazy lifestyle, you know what I mean? And that was the first time when I was in jail when I actually heard something about God, but something about it just spoke to me. Mm. But here's the thing, though. Nobody was preaching the cross of Jesus Christ. Nobody even preached Jesus. Nobody preached redemption of sins. Nobody preached the gospel message, period. So I heard a lot about God, and I heard a lot of New Testament talk. Yeah. But I didn't hear anything really about Jesus. All I was getting was a high and kind of like, all right, well, here's my situation. I'm in jail. I don't want to be in jail. And so I'm going to take what this dude is saying or what these dudes are saying, and I'm going to say, yeah, I'm gonna start living my life right now. I'm gonna start looking for God, or thinking about, or living for God, or however you want to put it, man. Basically, a lot of what people say when they go to jail,
right?
And it's, you know, that's just the reaction that anybody gets, man. And so I remember I started reading the Bible, and I was actually fascinated by the stories in the Bible. I started from Genesis, but you know, I didn't really have any good foundation, man. So after a while, it kind of got boring. I, you know, my spirit, you know, I wanted to do it, but really my flesh, not even my spirit, but my flesh, you know, it wasn't really into it. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
And so what ended up happening was I started falling out of it, stopped reading. You know, I wasn't really being fed, you know, it was just more of a high. So I got out of jail. I told my girlfriend at the time, who is now my wife, actually. I told her how I was about to start living for God and all this other stuff, and you know, she, you know, being that she wanted to be with me and she cared about me and everything, she was like, all right, you know, whatever, I'm down too.
Yeah.
And so what ended up happening was I had got out of jail, moved in with her, you feel me, and we were living out here in a city called Santa Cruz. Which is kind of like, it's kind of against the coast. It's outside of the Bay Area, but it's up against the coast, so it's by the beach.
Yeah.
And man, we moved into this horrible, it wasn't even a very good neighborhood, man. It was like a drug infested, prostitution, all kinds. It was just a bad little apartment complex we was living in.
Yeah.
Now the first strike against me was, all right, I say I'm trying to live for God and I'm getting out of jail, but now I'm moving in a sinful relationship with my girlfriend. I'm shacked up with her, and we ain't even talking about getting married and none of that.
Yeah.
You feel me? So automatically there's sin in my life, and I didn't even realize it. And I remember I had a dream one time before I got out that I had visited my family, and my family was telling me how much I didn't change, and all this other stuff, but they just had this kind of demonic attitude about it, like, homie, you ain't changed, you woofy woofy woo, you still the same or whatever. And I always thought about that dream, and I was trying to defend myself, like, nah, I changed, but then I get out, move in into a sinful relationship, didn't even realize it.
Wow, yeah.
But, man, after a while, I had got two jobs when I was living out there. I lost one of them because I started smoking weed again,
yeah.
Started popping pills, you feel me? I got arrested for drug distribution. It's funny, I didn't even get caught up for selling drugs. I got caught up. I got my friends. I had some friends with me at this grocery store, and they were stealing out of it.
Yeah.
And the police had came, and they had busted me. I tried to get away. I was trying to drive, trying to, you know, take them on a high speed chase, but I really didn't get far. So I hit this car, and they pulled me over. Obviously, they pat me down and all this other stuff, and they find drugs. They find crack cocaine, ecstasy.
Wow.
Yeah, and so obviously, and I had two warrants on me for my arrest for failure to appear in court for marijuana about, I guess, 6 or 7 months prior. So, yeah, it was a wrap.
Yeah.
I got out, and they're talking about you got a 10-year suspension. If you get caught with one crack rock and one ecstasy pill, you're doing 5 years for both of them.
Wow.
You feel me? And so, I get out. I'm doing good for a little while, but I'm not reading the Bible. Then all of a sudden, something changed in my mind. And I'm telling I remember telling my girl, you know what? I think God will understand if I just do me, but try not to hurt nobody. Self-righteousness, you dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know what I mean? Nothing like that ever works, you feel me? You're always going to, the Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof leads to death and destruction.
Let's do this. Let's hop into this. We're going to check out more of his testimony after this joint right here. Can the Product. The song is called The Product.
Yeah. Now you see, back in the Old Testament, God was, he was only available to the house of Israel. But you see, when Jesus came and died, something happened. The veil was torn, and it became available for anybody who would call upon it. Yeah, life's the struggle, a constant battle, no raft to paddle, trying to keep my head above the water. Praise God that my past is what made me stronger. Since I took up my cross and I bear that armor, never did feel good standing on them corners, living all type of evil for the love of that money. Rude looks on my face, my mentality ugly, with a fornication problem like David to cover me. No feelings in my heart like my soul was numb. Kept the pistol in my bag, kissed the jackets would come. Moms tried to have me up in the church when I was young, but seeing the hypocrisy, I ain't want none. My spirit's on the run, it was headed for destruction, trying to find me at a heavy street hustling, ready to deceive at a selfish greed. Money over women be the D-boy's creed. Quick to preach values I learned on the street by the dudes that I seen getting money off of D. Far from complete, though the money still came. All the things that I had couldn't banish the pain. But things got strange, foul spirits, I could feel them. I heard Jesus calling, but I wouldn't get near him. Sipping on the venom, wasn't trying to change. So instead, I just told the inception of the game. East Palo Alto, I stuck to the cold. The product of his environment, I ran with the roads. Now I'm getting worn out, riding the broad road. And my lifestyle rapidly spun out of control. After a while, my spirit started grieving. My future soul's been looking for completion. Never had a problem with living by hood politics. Pride and respect be the reason why we follow them. Pops used to tell me that tomorrow's never promised. It may be young now, but you'll know how much longer till your life's gone and the good Lord calls you. How would you respond with that burden upon you? I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was ready to drown. Sin had me tied and bound till Jesus came and turned my life around. Now I'm a product of the script. I am a product of the script. Now I'm a product of the script. I am a product of the script. Yeah, I'm a product of the script. I am a product of the script. Yeah, I'm a product of the script. I am a product of the script. I am a product of the script. A product of salvation. Open epistle, read by the neighbors. Heck yeah, I'm thankful for the things he's done. So I let the praise roll off the tip of my tongue. Glory to the Father and the resurrected Son. And the Holy Spirit who descended like a dove. And dwelling all who confess a man's woe. When I came up out the world again, gave rest to my soul. Walking in deliverance, my spirit feels whole. After running to the cross, bowing to your bloody toes. Father, forgive me in Jesus' name. I had a false sense of honor, disguising my shame. I have sinned against you, against myself, and against heaven. I owe you my life, I am heavily indebted. 1 John 1:9, born with a blessing. You're faithful to forgive my sins if I confess them. And so I confess those deeds, the intentions of my heart. Can you wash them clean? Can you give me ears to hear and eyes to see, so I can discern these wolves who disguise the sheep? He is not the same Cam that he used to be. These are not the same things that he used to speak. See, I'd rather speak life to edify the mind and tearing each other down from operating in pride. Jesus, I thank you for elevating my rhymes. This is your light, I'm just letting it shine. Cause you said you came to serve and not to be served. So I'm gonna use these talents to spread your word. I was blind, but now I see. I was lost, but now I found. I was ready to drown. Sin had me tied and bound till Jesus came and turned my life around. Now I'm a product of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a product of the scripture.
Now I'm a product of the scripture.
I'm a product of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scripture.
Yeah, I'm a product of the scripture.
I am a product of the scriptures.
Father, I just pray right now for the eyes to be open, for the ears to be clear, and for the heart to be softened. That people will hear this and receive your message with power and authority.
That Let's do this, man. We're going to hop back in this interview with the homie Cam, the product, and hear how God really radically changed him, man.
Here's when the changes started happening. Holy Spirit was convicting me night and day and putting pressure on me, on my conscience, I should say.
Yeah.
Telling me, Cam, you know you ain't living right. You ain't living right. If you get caught up, if you go to jail, you know what I mean? It's going to be a wrap. You know what I mean? It's that's just what it is. You didn't want to be in the situation that you were in before. Why do you do the same things that are going to get you even more time than you got, you feel me, than you got off with? You know what I mean? So I would wrestle with this. I would just wrestle with this conviction deep inside and just be so depressed. I would just be, you feel me? I started smoking even more. I stopped messing with the pills and stuff like that, but I remember flipping out one day. I had a friend of mine over my house. Me and my girl, we were just trying to rip each other's heads off. We had just grown so distant, and we living under the same roof, sleeping in the same bed, yet we became each other's worst enemies, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I remember my boy had gave me some weed, and I had told him I was gonna sell it, you feel me? And he called himself looking out for me. And so what ended up happening was I was like, yo, I can't do this no more, dog. I'm about to give you your stuff back. And he's on my head, nah, man, you need to give me my money. I'm like, blood, I ain't gonna give you no money. I'm gonna give you your weed, and you can do whatever you will with it, cause I can't afford to, you feel me, be doing this stuff no more, you feel me?
Yeah.
I flushed some $100 worth of cocaine down the toilet. My girl flipping out on me. What are you doing? What are you going crazy? I'm like, yo, I need to stop this, man. This is crazy. I'm tripping right now. You feel me? I'm out of my mind. You know what I mean? Like, just dealing with all kinds of guilt, conviction, man, was really, really, you feel me, was clicking something in my mind, but I still didn't get it just yet. You feel me? And so shortly after that, me and my girl, we got into this huge argument. We got into this huge fight. She ended up leaving me stranded out in the Bay Area.
Wow.
And she called, we got into this big fight at her parents' house. The next door neighbors called the police. And the next thing you know, they come over talking about, you know, you need to give back the house key and this and that. You need to give back the car keys. I'm like, yo, you feel me? Ain't nobody hurt. Ain't nobody doing nothing foul out here. I'm just trying to have a conversation. Woo-dee-woo-dee-woo. But, you know, when the devil got your mind, man, when you living apart from God, anything can happen, man. And you suddenly see just how much you're not in control of the situation.
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? Especially when you get emotions, you feel me, riled up and stirred up. Because, yeah, you feel me, I had massive anger issues, you feel me, deep-rooted. So, you feel me, I had what looks like I'm keeping my cool to me, to everybody else say, oh, Cam is flashing, you feel me? So you can't really tell what's finna happen. He's a rowdy little dude. I had dreads at the time. As you can see, my album cover, I cut my hair just recently, but
yeah.
You feel me? So I already had this look, this East Palo Alto road kid over here flashing on this white girl. You feel me? Somebody need to call the police. So what it ended up happening was I moved back in with my father in East Palo Alto.
Yeah.
And I had decided I'm going to get a stable job. I'm going to get a real job, and I'm going to take this job seriously. I stopped smoking, stopped doing drugs, stopped selling drugs, you feel me? And I actually took this job seriously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now, yeah. I was doing good for a few months. This is like, I guess the end of, like towards the end of 2008.
Yeah.
And at the time I was still making music, but I switched from the genre of music I was doing. You feel me? When I was a kid, I used to do a lot of hardcore gangster rap.
Yeah.
And, you know, teenage years, since I was hustling, that's what I rapped about. You
right.
feel me? I always kept it real. No matter what I was doing in life, that is what I rapped about.
Yeah.
And as you can see, me doing gospel music now, that is what I live. I live Jesus Christ, so Jesus is what I speak in my words, you feel me?
Right.
I was still doing secular hip hop music. I was doing the lustful thing, you feel me? I wasn't really living a lustful lifestyle per se, but you know, I was making that kind of music, promoting the lifestyle at
yeah.
the time. I was single, I wasn't really talking to any girl. I was still shooken up by the relationship I had just gotten out of, you feel me?
Right.
I've been with this woman for like 3 years, you feel me? A first serious relationship, and it ended badly. And so I was just married to the rap music, I guess you could say, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I had linked up with this producer who was actually a Christian. An actual born-again Christian.
Glory, hallelujah.
And I didn't even really know that he was a Christian until later on. And then he started preaching the gospel to me.
Wow.
A difference, big difference. You feel me? In jail, people was talking about God. You feel me? But this dude was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that changed my whole life. You
yeah.
feel me? Suddenly, there was something about that, you feel me, that had my attention that, yo, tell me more about Jesus, because I've heard of Jesus, but I've never admitted to knowing who Jesus was or knowing anything about Jesus other than I've heard that he died for sinners.
Yeah.
What does that mean? You feel me? Once he broke that down to me, man, shortly he started bringing me to Bible studies after that. We're recording music, and he's like actually bearing with me, letting me record all this. You feel me? I'm coming through cussing.
Yeah.
And that, you feel me? Smoking. I had smoked one time when I had moved back, but that was the only time, you feel me?
Yeah.
And so he starts bringing me to Bible studies, and he starts telling me about the church that he goes to and how the pastor really preaches the word, how when he talks, he makes the Bible very practical. He doesn't get off into these songs and dances, and you feel me? He doesn't make up scriptures and stuff like that. He actually goes by the Bible.
Yeah.
And so I started going, and that really, it just seemed like I just seen God really working and really opening up my eyes to his world, you feel me? No more living in my world, you feel me? Or what I was trying to create as the world. But he starts showing me the reality of his world. You feel me? Not just God and Christian or whatever, but actual relationship, what that actually means, you feel me? It really made it personal for me. And so after a while, I was going through some stuff with my job, and I was telling my partner about it, my producer, and I'm asking him, yo, what's going on, man? I'm living my life right, you feel me? Why is God letting this happen to me?
Yeah.
And he had just spoke a profound word to me. He said, Cam, you are living in the spirit of error. And you think that because you do these righteous things, or you call them righteous, that God is supposed to bless your life or come intercede on your behalf.
And
he's showing you all these things, and you ain't even made the decision to give your life to Christ.
Right.
So that night, I went home, gave my life to Christ immediately. I said,
praise
Lord, I want to do this. I want to do this thing for real. I want to know who you are. I want to be filled. I want to actually know you. And from that point on, it's just, you feel me, like my life has taken a very radical turnaround, you feel me? Like, I'm married to the woman that you feel me, I spent so much time time where we both wasn't saved, yet God even saved her.
Yeah.
Feel me? And this was 3 years ago, man. So,
praise God.
Or 4 years. However, you feel me? It all happened in 2008, man. And now we're married, you feel me? We have a beautiful little boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And God was just doing things, man. And it was after that. It was just recently, I'd say probably last year, that I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, you feel me, continue rapping, receive the word from God. And he told me to continue rapping. Because at first I was like, yo, I'm not even going to rap anymore. You feel me?
Yeah.
So little by little, he, you feel me, through prayer and hearing certain messages that my pastor would preach, he would just talk about God using those things that he placed in you. You know what I mean?
So yeah, that's what's up, man. So check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and we're going to check out one of your songs right here on the show. I'm going to go to the song we've been spinning already called The Product, and I'm going to let them hear this song, man, which is actually you introducing other cats to Jesus the Savior, right?
Yes, sir.
So let's check that song out.
It's basically my testimony and, you feel me, in condensed form in the radical turnaround afterwards, you feel me, so.
Dope, that's what it is, man. The homie Cam, the product, sharing his testimony about how God changed his life around. Let's get into this song that he got called The Rock on Yada Da King Radio.
Do you
thank you, dog.
Remember this one?
Let's dance. Let's dance. Let me hear it for the rock boy, the rock. Let me hear it for the rock boy, the rock. Let me hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for day in, day out. Yeah, life is mad tough. Cause it's choice driven. We grew out of making bad ones. Bad times we've had them. Ain't no way around it. Trying to figure out how to get over this mountain. Trusting in our wisdom. In trouble be the outcome. Then we go to God when we trying to get pulled out of
help
the
Lord, please forgive us for our selfish ways. Cause it seemed like despair be the only time we pray.
Yeah.
Even in our ways, Lord, he is so faithful.
Yeah.
If he's for your salvation, then who can be against you? My God responds to repentance. First John tells us he is faithful to forgive
us.
If we go to him and we ask for forgiveness,
yeah,
you will see the blood covering what you did then.
Get him.
So consider you a new man. Cause Jesus Christ is bigger than any new sin.
Yeah. Jesus Christ,
so let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy.
Every time I look around, Satan got his grips up.
Yeah.
Families and black communities is getting ripped up. Truck shit every corner, as well as the liquor store. And next door, you will see a Planned Parenthood. And on the street, you will find them boys selling crack. And across the street from them, young girls who walk the track.
Boy, what you telling me? I know what this horror do.
I'm from East Valley, where them kids bring their guns to school. Kanye said Jesus walked, but my God ain't a charm for your chain of fraud. Concern for your soul, concern for where it goes.
Yeah.
Our problems stem from a God-shaped hole.
Lord
Jesus, we definitely need you. And some have been discouraged by deception of the preaching. Yet there's a remnant assembly of godly men to point you to the scriptures when you're looking for an answer. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy.
This is for my dudes, still living in the moment.
Yeah.
I know it sound crazy, but it's greater hope for us.
Listen.
We're funded by the government to keep our corners strung out.
Yeah.
War with each other, then they watch us pull our guns
bang
out. States going all in,
then we going all out. All a part of the plan to keep you in that jailhouse. Bottom line, bro, the block need Jesus. This America, the land of counterfeit freedom. I ain't just some church dude trying to browbeat you. My hand is extended, bro, I just wanna reach it. Been where you at, so I seen it from your point of view. Never get me twisted like I'm sitting on a pedestal. Telling you what you better do, as if this other was better than you. I'm young and black, expected to lose. All of us dudes got something to prove. Bottom line, bro, the block need Jesus. Cause this America, land of counterfeit freedom. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy. So let's hear it for the rock boy. Let me hear it for the rock boy.
The young bride of the Jesus Christ are only numbers one way, one truth to life.
Addicted to you, I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted.
I can't help it, I'm addicted. Ever since you saved me from my affliction, over my whole life you have jurisdiction. Far from prediction, you're omniscient. You knew I would trust in the crucifixion, cause you chose me from the beginning to be adopted as your son, all for the praise of the glory of your grace. Even though I lived as a smack in the face, a worthless creation that you still created and saved. Now I'm in love with the things that you say, and I can't go a day without thinking about your name. You slowed me down like this beat. I was in the fast lane, headed for a tree. Wasn't focused on you, I was addicted to the streets. Then your hands of grace came and found me, and
you make me wanna rock out. Go hard till the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted, I promise I'm addicted, and I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction, you're my addiction.
I'm addicted, and it's not hard to see that. Your love's like drugs, the way that I need that. My flesh wanna rehab, but the spirit keeps pulling me towards a relapse. Now that I see that, I'm safe with him, cause you saved a wretched homo sapien. You take us out of the grave we're in, no longer a slave to sin. You took us out the world like aliens, then hooked us all together like safety pins. Being locked in a chain, hanging on the end of a complete link. You got my whole house cleaner than a neat freak. My body is a temple. If you ever need me, then you can have me, but you already have me. Back in the day, Lord, you could've smashed me, but you grabbed me.
You make me wanna rock out. Go hard till the neighbors call the cops out. I'm addicted and I don't wanna cop out. I'ma run this race until the clock's out. I swear I'm addicted, I promise I'm addicted, and I don't wanna cop out. You're my addiction, you're my addiction.
I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you.
You make me wanna rock out.
I'm addicted to you, I'm addicted to you.
Until the neighbors call the cops out. You make me wanna rock out. Until the neighbors call the cops out.
Waiting for, let's go.
SSSouth.com, the online source for holy
hip hop.
This is the
big CD reviews, the latest news,
and your very own community profile.
Who are you?
Hip-hop.com,
where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At the South.
At the South.com.
The South.com.
You know who it is?
The South.com. The life in hip hop.
California
love. West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus,
yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com, the dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
WestCoastFire.com.
That song right there was Sauce Remix, Addicted, banging joint. We actually getting it in with the homie Cam the Product right now. We're going to talk about him getting into the music game as well as the topic of the day. Stay tuned. Let's get back into this interview. We want to talk about your music, your career, man. You did say you started off doing secular music. But tell the people, you know what I'm saying, when God, as you were saying in your testimony, told you to go and become a Christian rapper. First of all, tell us, what was your initial response to that? Like, man, okay, I'm supposed to Christian rap? What's up?
Man, you know what? It's funny, man, because one day I came home after recording the song at the studio. I came home and I was pondering something real deep on my way back. And I just went into the room where my dad was, and I told him, you know what? I think I'm going to start doing gospel music.
Yeah.
I couldn't explain why, but just something in me was saying, you're going to do gospel music. You're going to do Christian rap. For a while, you know, I would write songs, you know, I would record here and there, but they just wouldn't come out right, you know what I mean? And so I had to grow from certain things, even in that, and God was real patient in dealing with me. And, you know, he would just communicate through the brothers I had around me, you should do it like this, you shouldn't do it like that, you should, because keep in mind, I still just got saved, so there was a lot of things that I was coming to find out and coming to understand. And I was still doing certain things worldly-like, you feel me? And so after a while, I began working on the project, but it just was not coming out right, and I just didn't get it finished, and you feel me? Like, I switched producers, and all kinds of other life things started happening, and so I had paused again, and I really took the time to study, you feel me, and to seek God and to really try to hear from him.
Yeah.
You feel me? To make sure that rapping is something that he really wanted me to do. And so I received different words from my pastor during messages, and his son when he would give messages, just saying how God will take those talents. You know, every good and perfect gift comes down from God, right? And so knowing that I'm talented, you know what I mean? I know, I recognize the fact that I'm talented. People listen to me and they, you know, before I drop rapping in, and they're, you know, astonished by the things I say. I say, all right, God, well, something has to be, you feel me, with this, what you have given me. You didn't give me this just for me to waste it. So what do you want me to do with it?
Yeah.
And so after changing my prayer to that, God then began to work. Holy Spirit then began to bring certain things out of me. He would bring these topics out. He would bring these things back to my remembrance and things. He would give me the lyrics, you know what I mean? Like secular artists, some of these secular artists be caught up in the occult, and they do these different, you feel me, these demonic seances or whatever, and receive inspiration that way. Well, my inspiration came from the Holy Spirit, you feel me? And I know this for a fact. I'm not just gassing myself up, and I'm not just throwing gas in y'all ears. I know this for a fact. You feel me? And so then I began writing new music, and I put together Grafted In. And that took me, I wrote new songs over a period of 2 months. And I got to a studio and it took me about 2 weekends. I went for 2 weeks on a Saturday, and I would just be in the lab from 10 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. And so I just, you feel me? I mean, if anybody find out who my engineer is, you feel me, on Facebook or whatnot, my boy, shout out to my boy Jay Gregg. I'm still praying for you, bro. He was kind enough to have me to allow me to come in and shut down time for, you feel me, 10, 11 hours, you feel me? And you can ask him, man, I'll pray before I get into recording. Because God has, his spirit got to be present, you know what I mean? I'm not just talking about like a sensational thing, but we have to have this understanding that, look, Holy Spirit has to be here, you feel me? And when these lyrics come out, it's not going to be me. It's going to be Holy Spirit speaking through me. He gave me these words. I'm just a vessel. I'm nothing more than that. You feel me?
Right.
And so, speaking of my career or whatnot, the music is just, I'm just looking at it as a tool, man. Like, really, it's just a ministry tool. I'm not really looking at it as, like, just, you know, the music is who I am, though I love doing it. Ministry itself is what I am. God called me to ministry, and he just so happens to be using my ability to rap, you feel me, in that avenue.
Yeah.
But really, I'm studying to be a teacher of the scripture, you feel me, more than just a rapper, you feel me, and have a rap career. I'm pursuing a life of the ministry, first and foremost, you know what I mean, that is evangelism, whether that's going on missions, whether that's starting up a church, whether that's starting up a home Bible studies or something like that. That's what my main focus is, you feel me?
Yeah, so with that being said, what are some things that you must do? Well, you kind of answered that, but let me ask you this. Who is Cam the Product as an artist? Like, what is your whole persona? What are you trying to, you know what I'm saying, persuade people to do? What are you trying to reflect with your music?
Man, what I'm really trying to reflect with my music is just having the relationship and me being a regular person. You feel me? I feel like a lot of, you know, I've seen a few artists here and there, you feel me, on the internet and stuff like that. And it seems like a lot of these artists are really drawing people to themselves. You know what I mean? When really, even if you're not a pastor, you should still be pointing people to Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? And so, and some of these guys, they're still trying to live or portray themselves as this high and mighty, I got saved and now I do Christian rap and now God is, you know, I'm in such high esteem, you feel me? And you should listen to me because I say this or say that and I know God. But really, like, I got this song, I don't know if you heard it, but it's called The Common Man.
Yeah.
And that's who I portray myself through my music, or how I want to portray myself through the music. Just, I'm an everyday person. I'm a listener just like you.
Yeah.
So my delivery, the way that I get at the flow, you feel me, it's kind of like, all right, I'm talking to you personally as if I'm sitting right next to you listening to the album.
Right.
You feel me? So I want people to see me as a regular person, just a lover of Christ, just like they ought to be.
Man, today's topic, while I was just chilling here, getting ready for the show, like I said, I was a little early, so I was chilling like, man, okay, what are we going to talk about today? And while I was chilling, God was like, man, let's talk about just staying focused, man. You know what I'm saying? Do you see a lack of focused people of God in your area right now, man?
Oh, man. Like, I mean, even with myself, man, I even find myself not really being focused or being focused on the wrong things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's just it's kind of a touchy subject, I guess. You know what I mean? Because I won't just say it's limited to around here, but what I've noticed is a lot of people, a lot of quote-unquote leaders, if you will, don't want to be held accountable. So as soon as somebody comes through on some edification, you feel me, on some admonishment, be like, look, we ought to take things more serious, or we might want to fall back off of this or stay focused on what we're supposed to be doing for Christ. It's more of a, oh, well, you can't tell me what to do type mentality.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I think the thing, it's like the life that we live out here, man, is so fast-paced, man, and sometimes life gets in the way when really we need, or we, either life gets in the way or we just start focusing on stuff that's not really as important as what God has called us to do.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
No, that's good.
You know what I mean? I think definitely, man, if we just, I guess, really start trying to find ways to minister to the people, the needs of the people, you know what I mean? And seeing what those needs are, you know what I mean? I think that would help us out tremendously, you feel me?
Yeah. So what I want to ask you is now, what should we as Christians be focused on? You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of things that go on. You know, some of us get focused on, oh, man, I got to make this money. I got to do these things. I mean, so, some of it's not bad stuff. But really, when it comes down to it, what should we as Christians be focused on?
Can I keep it real?
That's very easy, man. Winning people to the kingdom of God. Mm. Period.
Yeah.
Winning people, whatever that means, however you do that, that should be the main focus.
Yeah.
God is concerned about people. You feel me? God wants people. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
And yeah, the enemy can always subtly creep in. And I'll put it like this. I heard this one pastor jokingly say, you know, if the devil can't make you mad or make you bad, he'll make you busy.
Yeah.
And real talk, because we can get so consumed with our daily lives that we forget about the whole ministry aspect, period.
That's right.
Like you said, I got to make money. I got to provide for my family. It may not necessarily be worshiping money flat out.
Right.
But it's forgetting the fact and the promises of God. Look, I ain't got to be so concerned with how much money I'm making. I need to, if I truly believe and confess that God provides all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, then, you feel me, all that area of my life will be taken care of. Meanwhile, I'm going to focus on the calling that God has put on my life.
Yeah.
And that is, and people to the kingdom of God.
Awesome, man. So we got to stay focused on that mission, which is leading cats to Christ, man. What do you think distracts us? What are some of the top things that distract us, man? You named some of them, but what are some of the other things that you think really distract us from being focused?
Man, really, it's anything, man. It all has to do with the individual, man, because we all, you feel me, we all deal with certain things individually in our own lives, man. And for one man, it could be sinful issues, you know what I mean, creeping up at his door, you feel me. Another person, it could be dealing with pride, you know what I mean. Let's say somebody might be doing too much for the kingdom, I guess you can say. Maybe they're too much or focusing too much on their work aspect of it instead of leaning on the grace that God provides, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I really say I can't speak generally, except for it's just, you know, whatever is inside of man, you know what I mean? Anything that we spend too much time on other than trying to build up the kingdom, you feel me, the devil will try to use that against it. You know what I mean?
No, that's right, man. So basically, it has to be, it just depends on the person. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff that keep us distracted, man. And let me ask you this now. I guess with the music, what I would like to ask you is, how as a Christian do we get distracted by, as a Christian artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What are some things that distract us, you know, just artist-wise? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, you know, I got to do this, I got to do that. What are some things that you can even say it distracted you earlier on as you begin to do your ministry?
Man, I'd have to say it's just the whole aspect of people listening to you or giving you all kinds of acclaim
for
the music that you put out.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? It can definitely be a distraction. And I'm married. You feel me? I'm married and I got a little boy. And so just the fact that I'm an artist, people look up to me, women, you know what I mean? That's not necessarily saved. Not everybody is saved at these events that I go to, you know what I mean? That could definitely be a distraction in of itself. The point is just remembering what is it that I'm doing? Why am I here? Why am I doing this music? When am I doing this event for? You know what I mean? The slippery slope about this music, even though we're Christian artists, we're still doing something that appeals to people's flesh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Music is just that powerful. We just so happen to be using it to the glory of God.
Yeah.
Some of us say. You dig what I'm saying? So, and then sometimes it's like, I need to write this song, or I need to write that song, or I need to do this, or I need to do that. And that could definitely be a distraction. Even with myself, man, like this last week, I noticed with myself, like, man, how much word have I read this week? Not that much. And not that I'm like, you know, hopping really hard on myself where I feel like God is displeased with me or anything like that, but just me noticing the Holy Spirit showing me, like, look, you spend so much time on this music when you should be focusing on this right here.
Yeah.
So let's pause for this for the day or for the time being, and let's work on this. You know what I mean?
Right. Nah, and that's I think that, you know, that happens to us all. And real talk is, we have to, as the topic of today is, stay focused. So, you know what I'm saying? The things that happen in life, they're going to keep on happening. They're not, you know what I'm saying? Once you get saved, that don't mean your life stops and everything is just, oh, man, awesome. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't have no problems no more because I'm a Christian. You know, it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, you're going to face a higher level of problems. I'm not gonna say you're gonna face more problems. You're gonna face a higher level, though, because you're facing, now you're battling against spiritual wickedness in high places. When see, the devil ain't gonna stop somebody that's already sinning. He's like, oh, they already do this. So you know what I'm saying? Let me just make sure, you know, he's appealing to his flesh, or she's appealing to her flesh. And I think it's very important for us to just really stay focused, man. Anything else you want to say about being focused, bro?
Oh, man, just, you know, when you find yourself, just a quick word of encouragement. When you find yourself not being focused on the right things, man, just know that the Holy Spirit will reveal it to you, and then he's going to help you. You feel me? It's not like you got to feel bad or feel, you know what I mean, like you're inadequate or God is mad at you. But he reveals it to you so that it's for your benefit. You know what I mean? So I would just say real quick, when you notice that, do something. Make the change immediately. Don't wait. Don't throw it to the back burner. Just, you feel me, respond immediately. You'll look back and be like, you know, thank you, Lord. You really do love me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the word of God says he chastised those that he loved. You know what I'm saying? He gonna say, you know, God's gonna be like, man, hey, you need to get this right, son. Your daughter, you need to get this right, man. And so we with the homie Cam the Prodigy. The topic of today was focus. We staying focused, man. And I just want to encourage anybody that's listening right now, if you're having a problem with being focused, really just see all the stuff that's around you and start pointing out what you really feel distracts you. You know what I'm saying? And then focus on the things that will keep you focused. And then try to just reverse those. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's, you know, not just spending enough time with God in prayer. Figure out when you can get up, chopping it up with God. I'm going to talk about that just a little bit later on the show. But we got Cam. We're going to go to your song called Common Man. Tell us a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, this joint.
Yo, I'm a common man. You feel me? I'm a regular dude. I work, you feel me, 5 days a week. I got a wife whom I love very much, very dearly. I got a little boy now. You feel me? I'm not about just, you feel, like, I, you feel me? When I was in the world, man, I lived the lifestyle. I lived the weird lifestyle. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, and I messed around with other secular cats that were, you know, doing music, and they was living the same lifestyle, you feel me? So it's like, I done seen it. Ain't no reason for me to continue living it as a Christian or try to. on the other hand, or not on the other hand, but on another note, we listening to music and artists, some of us so-called Christians, endorse and buy this music of these rappers who talk nothing but mess about us, the common man.
Yeah.
You feel me? So we can't feel, you feel me? I can't feel Drake. I can't feel Nicki Minaj. I can't feel Lil Wayne. I can't feel Wiz Khalifa. I can't feel all these secular artists because I don't have what they have. Neither do I desire what they have. You feel me? So why buy their music? Why is it I see these youngsters out here quoting their rap songs, and some of them Christians, and we can't even quote a scripture in the Bible.
Yeah.
We can't even quote, "For God so loved the world." You feel me?
Yeah.
So that's basically what the common man is all about, man.
So look, yeah. Check this song out. Nowhere else but Yada That King Radio. Let's get it in right now.
That's right. The common man. That's what we are. You know, God sets himself against the proud, yet the humble he will exalt. Dig what I'm saying? Yo, get your money, skip abroad, is what the streets told us. Middle finger to their faces when you see the rollers. A funny message in the music, but we still endorse it. People rap about crap that really ain't important. Nice cars, nice clothes, real estate in different spots, alternating time zones. Ain't no limit to the things that you own. If you want it, you can buy it, you're a king on the throne. But who can relate if you're so above average? How can I feel you if my life isn't lavish? I'm starving, I'm famished, trying to feed my family. I work hard 5 days a week, you understand? Me. How can he if he's the one who sets the standards? How can you match what these rappers have established? Sell your independence just to roll with the gimmicks. The American dream, money, power, and women. Throw your hands in the air if you're a common man. I'm a grown man, I ain't gotta follow trends. I don't care what the mother rappers represent. To the common man, your wealth is irrelevant. So throw your hands in the air if you're a common man. I'm a grown man, I ain't gotta follow fans. Let the mother cats snooze in their dreamland. What you know about don't that? Mind me, I'm just out loud thinking. It seems the common man is on the brink of extinction. We don't pay attention to the garbage we be speaking. And those who call fans, it's amazing how we treat them. Suddenly humility ain't nothing but a thing of the past. How you want that Jesus hype? Yo, that junk ain't finna last. You wanna be heard, better tighten up the swag. Lying is the future, get with the program. Me, I'm a waiter, my wife, she working real estate. Rap is what I do though, to seize the opportunity. Trying to make a living off this gift I was given by provoking people's thoughts with the way we make decisions. Outlook on life, I'm suggesting something different. Looking outside yourself and you can see the bigger picture. 1080p, that's the highest definition. Next to LED, put dimension on your vision. Throw your hands in the air if you're a coward, man. I'm a grown man, I ain't gotta follow trends. I don't care what the mother rappers represent. To the common man, your wealth is irrelevant. So throw your hands in the air if you're a coward, man. I'm a grown man, I ain't gotta follow fast. Let the mother cast news in their dreamland. We are the real world. Okay. What you know about that? Women want security. Men just want the glory. The power and respect, and we'll do anything for it. Abandon our values, forsaking our morals. To gain a greater status, man, we hear the same story. The game need change. Nobody want to change it. Man, these artists just reading off the same script. What exactly are these artists even changing? Yo, these artists ain't really trying to change zip. I remain a commoner. I came from the bottom. In and out the studio, I remain silent. I love my wife, I love my brothers. Need anything from me, I do anything for them. Authenticity is way more important than putting on an act, trying to fit a category. Yeah, this business just one huge fad. Line is the future, get with the program. Throw your hands in the air if you're a common man. I'm a grown man, I ain't gotta follow trends. I don't care what the mother rappers represent. To the common man, your wealth is irrelevant. So throw your hands in the air if you're a common man. I'm a grown man, I ain't gotta follow fast. Let the mother cast snooze in their dreamland. We are the real world, what they know about that?
Yo, Adeline, C. Micah, focus. Got that vision blurred, know what I mean? They see that 2020. Let go.
The world thinks we look good, but I beg to differ. Yeah. The camera was out of focus. Go and take another picture. See, we want a Twitter.
What?
You should reconsider that the importance of saving souls is a little bigger.
Yeah.
If we were focused on the war, we would stay put. But instead, we'd rather check our status up on Facebook. Plus, I'm MySpace. People will die and spend eternity in hell if they don't receive God's grace. This ain't poker, but man, that's some high stakes. I'm giving you spiritual meat. This a hot steak.
Yeah.
It's kinda hard to feed ya.
Okay.
We should be doing missions,
huh?
Not chilling on the beach sipping margaritas. Now you can take it or act like you ain't hear it. Regardless of what you say, we should be walking in the spirit.
Yes.
Instead of worrying about ourselves, we should be witnessing.
Yep.
Man, we ain't focused on no more. Nah, we just kicking it.
We be focused on the internet instead of maturing. We be worried about our kids, worried about a tour bus. But will we really rap a guy without a tour bus? Without a video, without a hot single, without a green room to sit back and pop Pringles. Take away the large crowd, break down a big stage. The 4-digit love gift. What if you don't get paid? Will you minister, or will you fizzle out? The focus of our heart is what this song is really about. So we must die to flesh and let the spirit breathe, and analyze our raps and recognize we sowing seeds. Them seeds of life, we should be sowing Christ. We should be sowing the truth, whether or not we rocking ice. We should be sowing the word every time we get down. If I focus on fame, we get the fame down.
Vision blurred, it's time we clear it up. We claim we preaching truth, but they ain't hearing us. It's war going on, but it's like we ain't racing. But we ain't focused, cause our attention in other places. We think it's all good, so dawg, let me speak on this. Your cousin on they way to hell, you act like you ain't seeing it. Your neighbor on they way to hell, but you ain't believing it. Somebody go and preach the truth, cause they ain't receiving it. This ain't one of them songs that make you feel good. Cause Jesus had to suffer hard on that real wood. He got his flesh ripped, he got his face beat, and he ain't take that so you could chill in your love seat. So get your lazy self up so you can preach the word. Your job, your school's in the hood, even the birds. Everybody to pray until they get a heart change. Only way that happens is if they hear the Savior reign.
But that was The Messenger featuring Adelaide and C. Micah. The song is called We Ain't Focused. Wow, I didn't realize that I actually had that in here, but that the whole topic was focused. You know what I'm saying? I love how God be confirming stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I put the song in there. I wasn't really focused on the song title. But as we go forth, man, we got the homie Cam. He's focused.
Yes, sir. What it do?
That's right, man. And, man, Cam, well, we want to just allow you to share, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? A little bit about the album for those that don't have the album, where they can go pick that up, you know what I'm saying? I heard you got some free downloads as well, but let them know about where they can go get this product at, man.
All right, well, the project is Grafted In, and it's actually not an album, not the album. It's actually the mixtape. I just didn't like calling it a mixtape, so I called it a prologue. And so that is the free download that I got on my website, camtheproduct.com.
Yeah.
So, you know, camtheproduct.com, and you can get it off of Bandcamp. It's free. You can give donations if you'd like to. I got it set up to name your price. And so, I mean, don't feel obligated. You dig what I'm saying? It's a free project, and I want y'all to hear it. I know it's going to bless your life. You feel me? So,
yeah.
The album is yet to come, man.
So you in the progress or the process of putting the album together. Now, is the album going to be called the same thing, or is it going to be a different title?
It's going to have a totally different title.
Okay.
And yes, I am working on it diligently as we speak.
Okay, man. So for all those cats that be on Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, or just really searching the websites, one more time, plug your website so that they can check you out, see what's coming up with you, man. And let them know, actually, what's coming up with you after that.
It is camtheproduct.com. And, my link for Facebook is on there, at Twitter as well, camtheproduct at Twitter.
Okay.
Or whatnot. You can find me there. Camtheproduct of Inline Records, my Twitter fan page. So all of these link together, and the project is found on there. What is Squint talking about, man?
Oh, you see Squint? Yo, I was going to ask you. He said, why is Cam the product so cool? What do you think?
This guy, man, I love this dude, man. But yeah, man, Grafted In, man, it's real explosive, man, and I know it's going to talk to people's hearts, man. After this, man, I'm really I'm going in on the project. I don't even know if I should hit y'all with the title just yet, man. I know it's going to blow y'all away.
Yeah, well,
God is doing that.
Hey, whatever you want to do, just let us know, man. Keep us informed. That's what I will say.
Oh, yeah. Really, man, I'm actually doing some stuff with my dude, Scoop the Deacon. He's working on his project right now. My man, Selah, is working on his as well. So y'all look out for the power of his word.
Okay.
My dude, Scoop, and the vicious on your heads, man, is really going to, it's supposed to be wonderful.
Yeah, any tours, any videos coming out?
Man, we working on some stuff, man. We working on some stuff. I'm waiting to hear back from some people. Like I said, we working on the welcome video off of the Grafted In project. After that, we probably going to do one for The Rock. Get y'all visual or whatnot to that joint.
Yeah.
So, I mean, working on some things. You know what I mean? We working on a few things here and there, man. Inline, watch out for them Inline boys, man. We doing things over here. We trying to we working on new stuff, and we just getting it in for the kingdom of God.
Man, dope, man. You got any last words that you want to share with the people listening right now, brother?
Oh man, I just want to say, let's keep on doing this for Christ, man. Make the focus of everything you do for Christ, man, and building up his kingdom, man, and just really focus on the relationship aspect. Don't let this thing just be another religion. Don't let this thing just be, you know, a title that you go under, I'm a Christian. I mean, they got all kinds of Christians. They got Unitarian Christians. They got Mormon Christians, Jehovah's Witness Christians. You feel me? Seventh-day Adventist Christians. But what makes you a real believer?
Yeah.
You feel me? What are you focused on? So, I just want to encourage y'all to stay focused on the kingdom business and on the relationship aspect with Jesus Christ and God your Father and the help of the Holy Ghost.
Dope, man. So we got it in with the homie Cam. And I'm going to give him a couple, you know what I'm saying, cool points. He got a 21-gun salute while he was going in. But check it out, man. He got some cool points, though, because he actually talked about the topic of the day about four times in his closing remarks, man. That's what's up, baby. That's what's up. What you think about that, man? Hey, man, it's all love, man. Hey, like I said, I want to just say thank you for coming in and chilling with us, man. And
we
pray that God just continues to bless your ministry, man, and allow many lives to be impacted, bro.
Praise God. I got the same prayer for you, my man. Keep on doing what you're doing, man.
All right.
I see the fruits.
Amen, bro. All right, we're going to holler at you soon, brother.
Definitely, man. You be easy.
All right. God bless. Man, that was awesome. We got it in with Cam, the product. Chill with him, man. Man, just got to know his story, man. And yo, if somebody's like, yo, how come you ain't interview this artist or you ain't interview that artist? Let me know who you want us to get on. You know what I'm saying? And if they responsive to what I send them, you know what I'm saying? Then we can get them in. But check it out, man. I'm going all out for God until the wheels fall off. Like the homie Mr. Coldstone. And that's what we're going to jump into right now. Featuring Jacob Washington. Let's go.
Let's get it. Yeah, I'm Popeye, scrawny in my ways, in my image. Stepped in Christ's elevator, now he's my spinach. I'm broken, shut me up, call me Mr. Glow Stick. Illuminate the dirt in my life that ain't exposed yet. Outsider, never follow them trend biters. Only rock with the one with the golden touch minus. None flyer or higher than Messiah. I'm rough riding, homie, I'm a ride or die. 3-1, got your boy revved up. Letting go all the gas like I was lactose stuff. Stay posted up in that coastal wagon. I like it, love it, and homie, I got to have it. Got a passion for maximizing what's lacking. Assassinate the beat, then call it forth like Lazarus. Like mathematics, I'm counting the cost. Me and Jacob gon' ride it till the wheels fall off.
We gon' shine it bright. We gon' do it right. The game steamroll your toboggan. Got 31 flavors, but I'm no Baskin Robbins. I meet you halfway like my name was Kenny Loggins. Like my name was Kenny Loggins, but I'm nobody's fool.
I'm nobody's Robbins.
Sidekick, you are who you ride with. Goons keep the heat in the street, mostly die quick. That's why I'm backseat, no need to fly it. I'm on a round trip, Christ we is the pilot. We gon' shine it bright. We gon' ride until the wheels come off. Ride until the wheels come off. We gon' ride until the wheels come off. We gon' ride until the wheels come off. We gon' ride until the wheels come off. Ride until the wheels come off.
Hold up, we don't play. Let me see your hands if you rip Yahweh. Represent the king and we seek his face. Connecting with the streets and society. Like, hold up, we don't play. Let me see your hands if you rip Yahweh. Represent the king and we seek his face. Connecting with the streets and society.
Trying to tell you, we got another one. Tech Groove, Jacob, Miss Coastal, to the wheels come off.
Upright.
Click.
Hey, I'm
gonna have some to
fill
for you.
Hey,
you can hustle no more.
in my best script. I ain't worried about it, homie, I ain't gon' even trip. Hello, pick it, gonna let it burn. I'm gonna let it build up to the top like a T-urn. I'm feeling out great, I'm feeling out good, so energetic. Motivated by the spirit, dodging that sin, so athletic. I read it, I said it, and now it's embedded. My time, my life, no him, I regret it. Now won't you calm down, now won't you calm down. I got that fire in me, so I never shut you down.
I got that fire, shut up, give me, homie, I'ma let it.
Hey, I'ma let it. Hey, I'ma let it burn. Hey, I'ma let it. I'ma let it burn. And he ain't talking about no weed, no drugs, no nothing like that. He ain't talking about no fire, unless it's the inspired fire of the Holy Ghost. And that was the Uprise Click. The song was called "Let It Burn." You know what I'm saying? So I had to, you know, I was like, oh man, look at this, look at this. You dig? So check it out, man. The homie Cam the Product spoke on the topic earlier. Focused, and I'm going to talk about it, man. Just really staying focused on our mission. We sometimes in life just get so boggled down with all the things in life where we don't spend enough time in prayer. We don't spend enough time in the Word. We're not spending enough time just really focusing on the things that God has called us to be focused on. And you can actually just see that in a lot of different stories in the Bible. I can actually just say like this, man. You can see this in Joshua's story when he was getting ready to go to Jericho. Or he's about to go out to fight a battle. An angel of the Lord came and appeared to him. And the first thing that Joshua said was, "Whose side are you on?" He was like, "Yo, whose side are you on?" And he was like, you know what I'm saying? The question really is, whose side are you on? Are you on God's side or are you on the side of the enemy? And it was an eye opener because Joshua was so focused on the actual battle at hand in the physical, but wasn't really understanding the spiritual. And sometimes God got to rock us just like that so we can be like, yo, man, I need to get my whole perspective on life to a whole nother level right now. You know, being focused with God is going to require us to actually make time or take time out to say, this is my time that I'm going to spend with God. Without doing that, we're not going to stay focused. Because life has just one of those things that really make us watch it. You know what I'm saying? And say, hey, man, hey, I got this, I got that going on. You know, I got this life going on, but I don't know how to really, you know, get it in with God. You know, life just drains so much stuff from us that a lot of times our minds start to wander. Not only life, you know what I'm saying, you know, just your family, if you got kids, you got all of the people around you. A lot of times what happens is it begins to get so tiresome that you're like, man, I don't really got time to get in my Bible. As Cam was saying, hey, man, he had to observe himself actually reading the Word of God that week. And I had to do the same thing. Just, you know, say, hey, man, let me refocus. I was talking to my brother. We was like, man, let's really refocus, man. Let's make sure we get up when we supposed to get up to pray. Let's make sure that we get in our Word, even if, as I was saying, we listening to God's Word or, you know, whatever we're doing. Let's make sure we stay focused. And also, as Cam said, what should our focus be? To share the gospel, man. And it's unfortunate, but a lot of Christians do not share the gospel.
You know what I'm saying? Or we got to switch just like the Lakers, as I was talking with Squint. You know what I'm saying? They got to switch where they turn it on. They got to switch where they turn it off. And us as Christians, we got to switch. And I'm not even saying we turn off our salvation or we turn off some of the things that we do, but we turn off our evangelizing. I'll evangelize when I get to the next concert, or I'll evangelize when I do this or I do that. But God is saying, hey, man, you got to be ready in season and out of season to give account for your testimony, to be able to share with somebody what I've been doing in your life and you know what I'm saying, what we have to do, you know what I'm saying? All right, we got this call from the homie Squint. He just called in to share his thoughts on the topic. Man, what do you have to say about being focused, man?
All right, well, I think the most important thing with our walk with the Lord is it should be an everyday thing. You know, I think a lot of times people, they try to find excuses or ways to slack in their walk with the Lord. You know, and I attribute it to, like, having a great relationship with the wife or a girlfriend. You know, like,
yeah,
in order to have that, or even a good friend. You know, like, I have a really great friend, and I think the thing that helps our relationship is that we're in constant communication. You know, like, you can never build or maximize, like, your relationship when you spend time. And I think with the Lord, you know, you can never, like, finish a chapter and be like, oh, I'm good, I don't have the Bible. You know, it's like, whatever you learn at that moment, it encourages you to want to study more, pray more. You know, it's never out of obligation. You know, it's really more of a desire. And I think when you stay focused on that, like, there's so many examples in the Bible, like Adam and Eve. You know, Adam never, once Adam, like, could you focus on God, you see him focusing on the fruit, you see sin in the area, you know. And I think the Bible talks about sin crouches at our door. There's so many different examples about that. So I think it's key that it's a day-to-day effort, you know.
Yeah. Do you think that a lot of people right now with their walk in God are really not being focused, man? I mean, do you think we're a lot of Christians just running around not focused right now?
Can I keep it real?
I don't want to say that because, I mean, definitely we're living in the last days, you know, so there are going to be a lot of people at the forefront that may come off as false Christians, you know, but for the most part, like, I really believe, like, I personally believe, like, there are genuine Christians that are focused on the day-to-day, you know. I think we shouldn't have, like, things to motivate us or trends to keep us. I think your first day that as a Christian, that should be, like, motivation enough, you know, to keep you focused and staying on it. So I think that's why you see, I think there's definitely a lot of Christians that are focused, you know. I think there are people that do struggle with it, but I think the ones that are striving and going strong are the ones that are the pillars and being examples, you know?
Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. So, Squint, man, I want to thank you for calling in, bro.
And, always love the show. I'm a big fan.
Hey, we're gonna hear more from you, man. Make sure you call in, brother.
I always do, man.
All right, God bless.
All right.
Dope, man. So y'all heard it from the homie Squint. We got to stay focused, man. Let's make sure our focus is God. Make sure it's about getting these souls, man. And if you're having problems, feel free to give us a call, 425-243-4285. We would love to talk it up with you and say, man, figure out how we can get this thing turned around. But you know what we're doing, man. It's your boy Don Christian, and I am here to Yada the King. Let's get out of here.
Gotta keep my praise unique, because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada the King, Shabak the King, I Yada the King, I Yada the King. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we Yada the King, Shabak the King, we Yada the King, we Yada the King.